皆さん、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hey everyone, Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、ともゆきです。
Welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 2, Lesson 4, Talking about the Japanese weather. Thanks again for joining us for this series. Tomoyuki, could you remind us what we learned in the last lesson, Lesson 3?
Sure. In the last lesson, we learned how to say your occupation and nationality. For example, 私は会社員です。
I'm an office worker.
And アメリカ人です。
I'm American.And in this lesson, you learn how to talk about the weather and show that you agree with someone.
Yes, you'll be able to say things like, it's cold, isn't it? And yes, that's right. Jesse, what's happening in this conversation?
In the conversation, Taylor is making small talk in the elevator with his teacher.
They'll be talking about the weather.
Yes. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Hey!寒い。今日は寒いですね。
そうですね。本当に寒いですね。
先生、さようなら。
さようなら。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
寒い。今日は寒いですね。
そうですね。本当に寒いですね。
先生、さようなら。
さようなら。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
へっち。寒い。
It's cold.
今日は寒いですね。
It's cold today, isn't it?
そうですね。本当に寒いですね。
Yes, it is. It really is cold, isn't it?
先生、さようなら。
Goodbye, teacher.
さようなら。
Goodbye. Okay, so in this conversation, they're making small talk.
Yes.Chatting about the weather.
Which is common in a lot of countries, I think, but I think it's especially common in Japan.
Oh, you think so?
Yes. Think about how often you hear, 寒いですね. It's cold, isn't it? Or, 暑いですね. It's hot, isn't it?
We do say that a lot, all the time.
So, listeners, if you memorize any one conversation, make it this one. You really will hear conversations like this all the time.
Yes. We'll go over it more in the lesson focus.
Sure.But for now, let's take a look at some of the vocab words from the dialogue. What's the first one?
さようなら。
さようなら。This means goodbye.
さようなら。
Now, I'm sure everyone already knows this word. Even people who don't speak any Japanese know this word.
Yes. さようなら is really well known.
But I think getting the pronunciation right can be tricky. You have to make sure to hold the yo sound. さようなら。
And the whole tone of the word stays flat.さようなら。
Right. Listeners, try it out. Repeat after Tomoyuki.
さようなら。
Now, we said that this means goodbye, but it's reserved mostly for formal situations, right?
Yes. In this case, Taylor used it with his teacher.
You wouldn't, for example, use it with your close friends or something, especially if you're going to see them again soon.
Right. In that case, you could use じゃあ、また。Like we say at the end of the lessons.
All right. And the next word is?
先生。
先生。Teacher, master, doctor. I think we most often hear it used to mean teacher.
先生 is a noun as well as a suffix.
Yes. So that means you can add it to someone's name. For example, Tomoyuki is teaching you all Japanese, so he could be called Tomoyuki 先生。
Well, when talking directly to your teacher, it's okay to just say 先生。Too.
Yep, that's what Taylor did when he said, 先生、さようなら、goodbye, teacher. Okay, listeners, repeat after Tomoyuki.
先生
Great, let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about the weather and show that you agree with someone.
Let's start with the weather. In the dialogue, Taylor said, 今日は寒いですね。
It's cold today, isn't it?
This also uses our A-S-B structure. A は B です。
It sure does. Let's break it down.
今日
Today
は寒い
Cold
ですね。
Des plus ne. If you remember, this ne acts like a tag question, like isn't it or don't you think so too? Without it, you have
今日は寒いです。
今日は寒いです。
This simply means it's cold today. But by adding ne to the end, you're asking for agreement from the listener. Let's hear the sentence one more time.
今日は寒いですね。
It's cold today, isn't it?
Where we have 寒い, we can use different words describing the weather.
Right, so the pattern would be 今日は blank ですね, which would mean it's blank today, isn't it? It's a great pattern for starting small talk.
Definitely.
Let's go over some other words describing the weather.
How about this one? 暑い
暑い hot. You may remember this from season 1. Let's put it into our pattern.
今日は暑いですね。
今日は暑いですね。
It's hot today, isn't it? Listeners, please repeat after Tomoyuki.
今日は暑いですね。
Great! So for winter, you have 寒い, and for summer, 暑い. Are you ready for a short quiz?
Let's try it.
Listeners, how do you say, it's cold today, isn't it?
Here's a hint. It starts with 今日は.
And the answer is?
今日は寒いですね。
今日は寒いですね。
It's cold today, isn't it? Don't forget the ne at the end. How about one more? How do you say? It's hot today, isn't it? And the answer is?
今日は暑いですね。
今日は暑いですね。
It's hot today, isn't it? All right, sounding good. So, Tomoyuki.
Yes.
If someone says, 今日は寒いですね。Or, 今日は暑いですね。To us, what can we say in return if we agree?
Ah, this phrase is very important. It's, そうですね。
そうですね。
This means something like, that's right, or you're right. It's a great way to respond to someone if you feel the same way that they do and want to show agreement.
Let's practice it. Listeners, repeat after me. そうですね。
So, let's look at what we had in the conversation again.
Taylor said, 今日は寒いですね。
It's cold today, isn't it? And the teacher responded,
そうですね。本当に寒いですね。
Yes, it is. It really is cold, isn't it? 本当に is a review from season 1. It means really and can be added for emphasis.
So you could say, 本当に寒いですね。
It really is cold, isn't it?
Or, 本当に暑いですね。
It really is hot, isn't it? Okay, now we just covered the words for hot and cold in this lesson, but of course there are other words we can use, like cool, warm, and so on. Tomoyuki, where can the listeners find out how to say those?
In the lesson notes.
Hi. Please check out the lesson notes PDF for different words you can use in addition to these. All right, well I think that's going to do it for this lesson.
Let us know if you have any questions.
See you all in the next lesson.
じゃあ、また。
え、きし、寒い。今日は寒いですね。
そうですね。本当に寒いですね。
先生、さようなら。
さようなら。